time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. This show is part of my 101 series. This is where I show you from A to Z. You like that 101 and A to Z? Well, this is where I show you everything you need to know about a topic so you can get out and see nature and just get out and enjoy. This show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor. I've been purchasing all my outdoor gear from Ramsey Outdoor for the past 30 years. Their sales force are expert outdoorsmen. From kayaks to camping, fishing, footwear, clothing, they've got it all. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Today is about the perfect day hike, so what do you need to take to wear everything, pack, so that you can get out and have that perfect day hike? And for those of you that say, well, I already do some hiking, well, hey, we always can learn. There might be an item or two that I suggest that you might not bring, and hey, you could always tweet me a question or maybe a little fact to say, oh, you forgot. Well, tweet me at Joey B News, J-O-E-Y-B-E News, so you can tweet me anytime you have a question. Please do. So here we go. Let's start with clothing. Well, anytime we're in the outdoors, we want our inner layer of clothing to be a wicking layer. Wicking layer is simply this. You go to an outdoor store, a camping store of some sorts, and they will talk to you about a layer that will actually take the moisture that is against your skin and put it into the next layer working itself out. So the way that we stay warm is we want to get the moisture that's against our skin off our body or away from our body. I don't know if you know this. The reason why you get cold is when you begin to sweat, your sweat actually gets cold. The water gets cold, and that's what causes your body to get cold. So if we can get that layer to wick the moisture away, and what we typically say is wicking layer against the body, then fleece on top of it, because the fleece will actually get that moisture, and it'll vap out from that. Again, think about whatever time of the year it is and how many layers you truly need. Now, with footwear, they also make linings of socks and socks that have wicking layers to them as well. I actually have this combo pair of a wicking layer that goes right next to my skin. I'm about sock-wise, and then I have a layer that goes over it. And it's funny, the socks that I wear will actually defy gravity, and the moisture will actually go up the sock and out of the boot, so it evaps out of the boot that way. So it's pretty neat. Now, in terms of hiking boots, I'd say this. If you have never hiked before, talk to a professional. Go to your local Campmore or wherever you live in the country and have a discussion with them about the needs. Are you just a simple day hiker? How strenuous of a hike are you going to be taking or are going to be taking in the future? And then the first thing I say to you is this. As soon as you get those boots, take the boots, put them on with – hey, we always wear what we're going to wear. Put those, if we're using the layers of socks, the wicking and the outer layer, and go for a hike in your local park, making sure the boot is broken in before you ever get to the trail. Because I know people, you see them on a trail and their boots are off. Or you could just see the anguish in their face and you see the big old blister on their foot. And it's like, did you break those in? No. Well, guess what? That's something that you need to make sure. That you're taking care of breaking them in first. And do you want a low cut or a mid cut? When I was doing my research out in Idaho, I had mid cut boots because we were doing day hikes out our research from our research facility. And then there were day hikes all day long in the Rockies. But this mid cut boot was perfect for that. And then if I am doing some true backpacking, not what this 101 series is geared for today, we'll talk all about backpacking another day. I would actually have a high-cut boot on, when I'm actually in the top of the Rockies doing my research. So what I also like to do is this. In the trunk of your car or in my truck, I always have a change of gear. When I am done hiking for the day, I want to actually have a pair of sandals, a new pair of socks, all of this. And the reason for that is it's the aha moment. It's like you're done hiking. You get to your truck, you take off your hiking boots, and right away your feet are going, aha, well, they're happy and having that change in there. But I also have extra water in my truck all the time, extra snacks. What I also do is I actually bring extra clothing, you know, and this is in my truck all the time because it depends on the time of the year as to what clothing I have there. But what happens if someone got wet? What happens if someone's clothing were torn? What happens if somebody started, you know, you're gearing up and you realize they don't have the right gear? And this is just me. I always have a number of extra things that I am taking with me. Now, the next thing is, before you even get on the trail, you want to select a trail that's right for you. Now, let's talk about your fitness level. You have to figure out, okay, where do I stand in this level of fitness? Am I moderately fit, very fit, or hey, even not fit at all? And that's okay, because we have to start somewhere. But you want to select a trail that would be right for you. For example, out in the east, the Great Swamp National Refuge would be the perfect hike to start with, because it is, again, you're going through the swamp and there's boards. And right away, when I talk about swamps on another day, I'll actually do a series on, you know, different ecosystems and things. And you're going through the swamp, there are boardwalks, it's all dry air. You know, you're not hiking through muck and all that, but that's the image that most people have. But it's just a pretty much a level trail to go on. So for someone who's just getting into hiking, well, it's the perfect place. For someone who just loves to see nature, well, it's the perfect place. For someone who is a big-time hiker, well, then you just hike extra miles through the swamp. So you have to find out, like, hey, find the challenge that is right for you. Now let's take a look at the gear that you're going to be using. And think about this. You're going to have a backpack on. It's a day pack, but you're going to have a backpack on for the entire day. So that should be the most comfortable piece of gear you're putting on. Now, I had the honor of designing and testing backpacks for TranquilityMountain.com, and there's now a Joey B Signature Series set of backpacks out there. And the cool thing about this is, hey, I've done research out in the wild. I've hiked. I've backpacked. I've fished. I've done every bit of nature besides being the official cowboy out there in the country. I've done every bit of nature that you could possibly do. And as I was designing that pack, anything I'd say, well, how about, and they'd put it in a pack and we try it. And how about, and so we actually have developed the ultimate pack. It's got honey foam. So you've got something to absorb the shock in the pack. And think about this. If the pack doesn't absorb the shock, well, then guess what? Your body does. So you could always check those backpacks out at TranquilityMountain.com. That's where adventures begin. So you want to make sure, okay, I've got the right pack. So now the thing is, so what do I put inside the pack? And the first thing I'm going to tell you is, how about sunblock? And I'm a big guy, my coach growing up, he actually died of melanoma and a serious thing, but we learned quite a bit about melanoma from the Mike Geltrude Foundation. And if you're putting sunblock on, it should be an SPF at least 30, and you should be putting it out on 1.5 hours before you go out. And this is, I don't care whether you're going to the beach or you're going for a hike. And as you put it on, there's an absorption rate. It takes time for it to get absorbed in. And you think about whatever activity you're doing, you will have to reapply. For example, if you're swimming, well, you're going to have to reapply because of the friction with the water. If you're in the ocean, waves and salt in the water, more friction will then more reapply. I don't think we're going for a day hike in the ocean. So you're going to apply and then you may have to reapply somewhere else. Next key thing is water. You need to make sure that you hydrate up. And I'll give you a little human bio right now. Magically, if your cells are the right size, and magically, if you have all the proper nutrition, because I know all of you out there eat perfect. Well, if you have all of that and your cell begins to dehydrate a little bit, you cannot use all the energy in that cell efficiently. And if you begin to dehydrate even more, well, then you can't use that. So here's my rule. You hydrate pre. This is before you even go out. So you've got some water, you've hydrated up. Stay away from the energy drinks, because most of the energy drinks, or probably all the energy drinks, they're like liquid candy bars. No offense. They've got a bunch of sucroses inside of their sugars that aren't even healthy for you. So water, definitely the best thing. And in some of my research, we actually have found out that ice water will hydrate the cells the quickest. So you get a big old water bottle, you know, wide mouth, use half water, half ice, because while you're hiking on the trail, that ice is obviously going to be melting anyway. So actually have that cool drink as you're going there. So you're hydrating before. Take a large enough bottle of water for you. And again, if you're a parent with kids, well, then you have to plan on this and taking extra water along with you, extra everything for that matter. And as I said, in my truck, I always have extra water. So the trip is now done and I continue to hydrate myself at that point in time. Now, you want to get a snack and you want to take a snack that gives you energy. And once again, I just spoke about the drinks. Now I'm going to talk about most of these snacks that they sell are nothing more than glorified candy bars. So what happens if you went to your local, I'll say, health food store, any store near you, and you know, I was going to give a couple of brand names of stores, doesn't matter, and you took like walnuts and almonds and raisins, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, things like this that are actually very healthy for you. I can get into the antioxidants that are inside of it, all that. But key thing is they're going to give you energy. So you want to be able to have something that's going to give you good energy because, hey, if you're expending energy, you need to replenish that energy, and especially on the trail. Now, I'm going to recommend that if you're going on a hike, and you can get these, once again, at your local camping stores. You can also go online, USGS, and get a map, a trail map of where you're going, and get to know the layout of the land before you ever even go there. And then you can even do it online, and they offer them probably for free, local scouts in those camping stores, learning how to read a compass. And learning how to read a compass is not a difficult task. I'm sure you could YouTube it, because you could YouTube probably anything in the history of the world. And learn how to use a map and compass. And people say, well, I have a GPS on my phone, and I have a... Well, you know what? I think it's important, because if your cell phone dies, and then you don't have a GPS, at least you have map and compass. And this is going to give you an idea of, okay, this is where I'm going. Because once you get to the trail and on that map, they will actually mark the trails with colors. They'll say, okay, the red trail is a loop of 1.3 miles, and maybe you're that rookie hiker, and you need that smaller loop. Or maybe you just want to do a short loop today. Well, you know that, and the yellow trail is. And it shows you on the map where do you start from, where it loops. Looping means it's going to come back around. And sometimes you get to a point on a trail where you actually get to an intersection, and there's a red, a blue, a green, a yellow, and you're going, okay, well, you now have looked in your mind, you know, okay, the red trail goes off to the left. So I'd recommend seeing that before you even head out there. Now, in terms of lunch, because again, I'm a big energy guy. I am eating all the time. Hey, I like food. Well, I actually have a collapsible lunchbox. It is something that you can collapse down, keep things cool in. And I typically put my lunch inside of there. And then I typically put in my snacks inside of there just to keep them cool, because again, you get out those hot days. So you've got all of that, because once again, I had ice in my water bottle going in for a day hike, and that's going to do me fine. Well, you want to make sure that we always say this, what you pack in is what you pack out. So we're not littering out there. So typically what I do is in your local grocery store, they have the little plastic bags you put your groceries in. And I actually pack my food in that type of bag in my collapsible lunchbox, and then I use that as my garbage bag. And many times, and I mean many times, I'm out with family and friends, and they have not thought about garbage bags. So I am actually taking their lunch scraps, you know, aluminum foils, plastics, whatever you're using, and I then just tie it in a knot so there's no smell to it, and put it back in the collapsible lunchbox, back in my backpack, and we're good with that. Another thing you need to take care of is having a first aid kit. And they sell outdoor first aid kits. And I'll say this, you can look on, I'll just use Cabela's, for example, because they have from the least expensive to the most expensive. And if you're doing a day hike, no, you don't need the most expensive. But I have found out even on the middle of the line ones, they don't always have exactly what I need. So I always, I purchase a first aid kit, but I always add what I think I need for my trips with me. They even make portable splints, and I have that. And yes, do I know from my outdoor education, I could actually make a splint out of tree bark. But hey, you've just injured yourself. I can either be stripping some tree bark, or I can actually be taking care of you and putting, I have a lightweight portable splint. So just these things. And Once again, blisters become one of those key things. Make sure you have ointments and whatever padding you need for blisters. But if you took care of those boots, as I said pre, then you'd be okay now. Now, I'm going to talk about spiders, snakes, bee stings, all of that. Well, they actually make a simple, it's one kit. It's a spider, snake, bee sting kit. It's actually got like little vials, little syringes on it that you actually, with suction cups. And depending on the size of the bite, you can actually suction cup them out. And if you are careful about snakes, and think about this, you never step over a log, especially if the opposite side of the log is the sunny side, because that's where snakes will actually be sunning themselves. They're sunning themselves, and it's protection because if anything is coming, they could just pitch themselves under the log. So you'd either walk around a log or you'd look over the log before you stepped over the log. So that helps and prevents us there. Hey, and spiders are around, and guess what? Bees are around, and I'll be honest, neither of them really could care less about you. And most times when you get bit by either, it's you've startled them. You put your hand up on a rock, and there happened to be a spider there, something like that. Hey, think about this. I am Joey B, and I'm allergic to bees. So I go anywhere, and on some of my adventures in front of a TV camera, I've held thousands of honeybees. I had bee suit on, but bees not concerned. And I'll just say, insects will be attracted to you because of what you're wearing. You go, what? Well, guess what? Some insects go for color. So you think about the color of your clothing, and some insects are there because of scent. And I'm including bees, but I'm saying all insects. So I always joke and say, well, I want to go hiking with a woman because guess what? They always smell a lot nicer than me, and they use nice perfumes, and they use shampoos and deodorants with fragrances. Well, I'm going to say that when you go out in the wild, male or female, you want to make sure that you're using things that are scent-free. If you don't use something that's scent-free, you will have insects. People are going, how come the bugs are always bothering me? Well, it's because you smell nice. So another thing for you to think about. And if you happen to be allergic to bees, like me, Joey B., I actually have an EpiPen with me. And one of the crazy things with the EpiPen is they always talk about the temperatures, the extremes that you shouldn't be taking it in, and they're never really specific with it. So for me, I just simply put it in my lunchbox because that's going to keep things a little bit cool. Inside that pack also, I would either, for you, have a flashlight or a headlamp. Headlamps are the ones you just clip on your head. That's exactly what it sounds like. And some people are going, well, I'm going for a day hike, and it's, I know people that have gotten lost. I know people that have gotten back to their vehicle and their vehicle wouldn't start, and they're now there until dark. So the headlamp is just something that is good, flashlight, whatever is your pleasure, so to speak. They do sell some inexpensive, actually both of them pretty inexpensive today. I'm a headlamp type of person because, once again, I can hold it in my hand as a flashlight. I also have, believe it or not, on my headlamp, there's a little switch, and I flip it, and a little reading light comes down. So if I was actually camping for the night and was in my tent and wanted to read or something, or read the map for the next day, I could actually do that as well. Now, another thing you want to have in that pack is a whistle. And you go, why do I need a whistle? Well, if you needed help, if you keep yelling, help, help, well, sooner or later, your voice is going to run out. Well, the whistle and your breath, hopefully your breath never runs out, but it won't. You want to make sure that you have that whistle where you could actually use whistles or the whistle for help. And they make them, some that are actually made for the outdoors that are, I don't want to say ear-piercing loud, but they're pretty loud. I actually have one attached to my PFD, my personal flotation device. So when I am kayaking, canoeing, any boating I'm doing, it's attached there. It's plastic, so I don't have to worry about it rusting, especially when you get into salt water, which is seawater, because we're scientists, of course. So that whistle becomes something that you really need to take care of. And then I'd say this. You plan the day. You're taking the day off, whatever. I'm taking the day off this Friday, and we're going to go for that day hike. Well, you want to check the weather. So prior to the trip, you want to make sure that you know that the day is a good thing. My father always says there's two things you can't win against. It's weather and the water. And you can't. So make sure that you're safe in what you do and you're selecting a good day. Our meteorologists, TV guys, they're pretty good at predicting that 5 day. But as you're getting closer, make sure that you actually have, you have, really, you're prepared for the day. I'll say it that way. So speaking on the lines of safety, I'll say this. You want to make sure that when you get to the trail, so you're in your vehicle, you just pulled up, you know, you've got, you're gearing up, and you've actually, and I do this even before I leave my home, but I have it when I get there, and I leave a note in the winch inside my vehicle of where I am going and what trail. Because if something was ever to happen to you on the trail, I don't recommend you going solo on a trail, but there's a lot of people that hike, you know, by themselves, and that's fine. And, you know, some local state and county parks and things. Well, whether you're solo or you're going with many people, because once again, something could happen to one of your, you know, hiking mates, leave a note saying, hey, today we are going on the Red Trail. And at least if your vehicle is in the parking lot later on in the day, rangers do get out and they do, you know, walk vehicle to vehicle. And I also recommend this. You might want to leave. Say you were leaving for the day and no one was home. And so no one has any idea of where you're going. You didn't contact them. Just leave a note on your counter and be very specific. Hey, if you're fishing, hey, I am going to the whatever river on this section, or I am going for a hike and I'll be on the Red Trail today. And then also leave that one inside your vehicle. I think that's really important. Now, let's talk about a couple other extra items that you need to do. Now, and I'll just go back to the Tranquility Mountain backpack. Well, you have the easy access pockets. And the things that you want to do is make sure that you have your cell phone. And your cell phone is for safety only. Remember, you're shutting it off. It is your job to get out in nature. And it is your job to make sure you're out there, you're safe. No, I'm not listening to music out there. So if you're taking your kids, their earbuds, they're gone. But you as specifically, cell phone is off. It is there for safety purpose only. Well, in those easy access pockets, once again, you can put a snack so it's just handy to grab so you don't actually have to take your backpack off to get there. And taking a camera with you. And I recommend, I mean, they sell the inexpensive digitals, the small ones. And hey, we have from the largest cameras straight on down to those small little digitals. And some of them, I have underwater cameras that are small digitals, like all these different things. But one that will fit in that pocket, because you may have the perfect nature moment. It might be an animal. It might be just the view. It might be something where you wanted to take a picture of you and your hike mates, your family, whatever. I would definitely make sure you have that camera. And the saying with that is, take only photos, leave only footprints. So in other words, when you're out in the wild, you want to make sure that you're leaving nature the same way that nature was intended to be. And later on, if you wanted to Instagram your photo, you can do things like that. You can watch, you know, just so you know that if you wanted to watch all my adventures, you can actually log on to Joey B TV, JoeyBee.tv. So you can do that. But I'm saying save when your hike is done. So people are like, well, I need to tweet this photo from the mountaintop. No, you don't. So save all those Tumblr and Flickr and Twitters and Facebooks and all that. Save that for another time. In my little access pockets, I always have a pen and a notepad. Believe it or not, they make waterproof paper for, again, I'm an environmental scientist, so I'm out sometimes in the wild doing research, but I always have that. Sometimes they take notes of maybe something that's changed on the trail, something that was not on the map, because, hey, maps are updated, but not, something may have happened over the weekend with the storms, et cetera. And I do take notes. Sometimes it's a specific plant I found at a specific marker. So something like that. And you know what? I think the main thing you need to do is to have all these things, put them in your pack, go for that local hike in your park. I'm saying, hey, your park near where you live, because you want to get used to your boots. You want to get used to what fits in your backpack, how you put your gear on in your backpack. One of the things I always have inside the pack now is a rain top, because a rain top also acts as a wind top, because sometimes you leave an area, you know, you start somewhere, and then all of a sudden you get to an area, and you're getting to that area, and inside that area, it's funny, I don't know if you hear it there, but there's a phone ring in the studio next to me, because I'm in my Joey B podcast studio right now, and there's a phone in the studio next to me, so whether you hear it or not, I guess their secretary will get that one. Actually, their secretary happens to be my secretary. What I'm saying is, you know, make sure you have that rain top that's inside of there. Wind top, you get to the top, and now all of a sudden you're in a place and it's very windy. that will cut the wind. I typically always bring an extra shirt with me, a couple extra things. And inside the truck, as I was saying, I actually bring an extra, whatever. So in my backpack, I have a dry bag. And a dry bag is exactly what it sounds like. And they're very inexpensive. You go to a camping store, you find them. And I would pack inside their clothing, things that, henceforth, watch this, that you want to stay dry. And you're putting them inside that dry bag because maybe, you encountered a short rainstorm and what you were wearing, something got wet. Well, you can actually exchange it out. Maybe the person you're with didn't have a rain top and they got really wet. So you were dry because you had rain top. Well, then you could exchange it out. And I always have a Ziploc bag inside the dry bag because, once again, I've just taken their wet, ratty shirt, wrung it out. I let them wring it out personally. And then put it inside the Ziploc, put it inside the dry bag. And now it's not, I'll joke and say, contaminating all the other things inside my backpack. So I think that's important. So now here you go. You have now just gotten back to the truck. You've now just exchanged your boots for some nice sandals or light pair of sneakers, whatever you're wearing, dry socks. You're going to be taking that ride home. You're talking about all the day and the trip and how much fun you're having. Hopefully you were with someone, because if you're talking to yourself on the road, people would probably think you're weird. Anyway, so you're there. And now when you are home, I'm going to tell you the first thing you need to do when you're home is to take a tick check. You need to check your body out. And this is the last job, but one of the most important jobs, because we always want to prevent Lyme's disease or any other out west, Rocky Mountain spotted fever. We want to make sure that we have. And most ticks, they are on the animal, which, the host of which you happen to be, whether it's a raccoon or you, and they typically walk around looking for a suitable site. So most times by the time you are actually home, they have not embedded themselves in you, and you simply pluck them off and discard them whichever way you think is best to discard them. Well, I think that's really important that you want to be proactive so you can prevent any disease that they have. Hey, and I'll also say this, most ticks do not carry disease, but we just want to be proactive in everything that we do. So now you're home, you've showered up, you have this big old smile on your face, you've just opened up whatever your favorite beverage is, and you're sitting back relaxing and playing through in your mind like what all that nature had to offer to you that day, because it is most important that you get out and enjoy. So get out and enjoy Joey B's outdoor adventure. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeyb.tv. That's joeyb.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures. Joey B's outdoor adventure. Joey B's outdoor adventure. Joey B's outdoor adventure. Joey B's outdoor adventure. That was awesome.